Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Fancy times today, ladies. For the first episode of the reunion for Real Housewives of New York, I'm here with two lovely ladies, two fancy ladies with me. My name is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. I'm joined by Megan Stecker and Fern Ronay.
Hi.
Ladies, where can they find you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter at Megan Stecker. Who knew? Pretty simple.
And I'm on Twitter at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
And you guys make sure you tweet us, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all those things, SoundCloud, social media, using the hashtag ABTV, Real Housewives of New York, or R-H-O-N-Y, R-H-N-Y-C. There's a billion hashtags. Use them all. Let's get into this episode. Ladies, initial excitement about fashion, makeup, dresses, where people are sitting. What did you think? Who was your favorite?
They weren't so fancy. Well, no. Some of them were. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a typical housewives decor, like, dress. Yeah.
I felt like someone had confirmed, oh, so the Vanderpump Rules kids had told me when they do their show that they pick their own clothes, but a stylist has to kind of confirm everything, and they kind of try to have a theme-ish so that the clothes all go well together. And I felt kind of that way about a lot of reunions, and I wasn't getting that vibe on
exactly.
This reunion. Like, some people, like, Carol looked like she was in a tiny little Let's Go Clubbing dress. Bethany was in, like, just a blouse with pants. It was all over the place for me. So I'm not sure how I feel about it. I thought Carol's makeup rocked it. Like, she, hair and makeup killed it. I loved her little dress. I just couldn't see the whole thing. So,
yeah, I like when they're coordinated. I like when one's in red, one's in blue, one's in black. But yeah, so it was a little, it threw me off a little. But I always think it's interesting who's sitting near Andy. Like, don't they say whoever's closer to Andy's definitely coming back?
Yes.
He loves Ramona. He just loves her. It's so obvious. Mm-hmm. I think he thinks she's just so good for the show. And he loves Bethany.
Mm-hmm. I think he loves the viewership that both of them bring to the show. Obviously, why? And they're also at odds throughout most of a season, so it makes sense to have them on either side of him. And I totally agree. I think the cohesion of dresses is normally far more on point when, you know, the Beverly Hills Housewives do it. There's a lot of whites and neutrals and sequins and sparkle and diamonds. Mm-hmm. And when Jersey does it, it's always bright, beautiful, bold, royal colors. And this just felt a little bit off. I'll say my favorite was, as much as I couldn't really tell what it was, and maybe it's just because it was green, mine was Heather's, and
she
then Carol's. But it looked like a really satiny, potentially bathrobe, kind of, because it crossed.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting, and I love her legs. She's in great shape.
Her legs looked amazing.
Yeah. Sonia, I like Sonia's dress, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought with the seating arrangements, it was divided by teams.
Yeah.
I thought that was definitely, it stood out to me. I think I usually get wrapped up in wondering how and why they placed everybody most of the time. And sometimes I think, oh, they put a couple enemies on the couch near each other, but someone in between, and you always wonder, but it felt like it was a clear divide tonight of, like, Team A and Team B on
the couch. Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they talked about a lot of things. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I have so many notes. Like, usually, like the first one's, like, a little, like, and then filler's kind of, you know, two.
Sure.
Episode two is usually filler, and then the third. But this one was good.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah. we got a lot of big stuff and big situations that had happened throughout the season. Right off the bat, talking about a clip with Bethany. And we see Bethany either crying or wound tightly, as Carol called it. And Bethany just kind of laughs it off. And she goes, well, it's comedy. I look back at it as comedy. And it's good to see that she's you know, laughing at herself and just playing along because she knows that she was probably kind of ridiculous throughout the seasons. Thoughts on that at all?
I'm just surprised that she's still going through her divorce and that Carol shared a lot of personal information and that Bethany was okay with that. Because Bethany definitely doesn't want to share all the personal info of what's going on, and she's not allowed to. So the fact that Carol jumped in and did it kind of threw me off because I was like, oh, I thought we were just, like, having fun talking about Bethany being crazy. but I mean, it got deep with Bethany in the beginning. They definitely put a substantial amount of time in the very beginning of the show to talk about her being back. So that kind of threw me off, but I like getting that personal info that Bethany's not willing to share.
I thought Bethany was going to be like, shut up. Like, I can't talk about it. But then she went on. So I'm like, maybe they planned it. And it's just, it was a good insight to see that Carol said, I think, what did she say? That there's like head games being played.
Yeah. Well, maybe Bethany is not supposed to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But this way it could kind of be brought up. Yeah. You know, so we all get a little bit of insight into knowing what's going on. Because I'm sure she's getting a lot of flack. Both sides, and Jason, too. So this was kind of her way of just getting in a little bit of information so that we kind of know what's going on and maybe are a little bit more on her side mm-hmm. than we might have been.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on. And it just seemed like they're so close now, Carol and Bethany, that maybe they planned for Carol to be like, this is what's happening, just in case anyone's wondering. But I think Bethany's so... It's funny, she's self-aware enough to laugh, and she's, you know, doesn't take herself too seriously that she was able to laugh at herself. And I was like, that's what I love about her. She's like, just owns it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I thought that it was good of her to stand up for herself about the homeless comment. We all know that technically she had a place to stay and she's got plenty of money. She could have found someplace different. And she didn't mean it in a negative way. And I'm glad she kind of defended herself. You know, about that, just because she's right. She's been living out of a suitcase. Basically, that's essentially what it is. And think about it, when you go on vacation somewhere and you come back, I'm one of those people that sometimes it takes me 2 weeks to completely unpack myself. And I'm just kind of pulling what I need out of that suitcase. And so think about doing that for months at a time.
With a child,
all of her toys.
But that's what I still don't understand. I'm like, the difference between you and people who are homeless is you have the financial ability to just rent even a dump for 9 months so your kids' things are all in one place. Mm-hmm. I love Bethany, but on that, I have to disagree. I'm like, don't say homeless because that's not a choice. Like, you have enough cash to...
Have something.
Yes, have something.
Have a stable place somewhere.
In Manhattan, no less.
Yes, and I agree with Fern because the responsible thing would have been, I mean, I don't know all the details, obviously, but I feel like the responsible thing would have been, let's just find a place that we're going to rent and we live here until the next place I buy is done. And the fact that it's like, I stand by what I said. I was a homeless person. Like, I love Bethany to death, and I really didn't have a problem with her joking about that. Mm-hmm. But to constantly be like, but I was moving here, moving there, and I'm renting this and renting that. It's like, well, you should have found one place to rent that you live there until the place you bought is done. Simple.
Mm-hmm. And then all of your kids, because that's what I do feel bad, is
for Brynn.
For Brynn. Right. Like, you definitely do need...
stability.
Yes, yeah. Like, all of your toys that you play with at your mom's house are in one place. Like, mm-hmm. that is important. So, yeah, I do feel bad in that sense, but she could have solved it because she has the cash to do it.
Exactly. So, she has the means to do it. She could have
done
that.
But I also wasn't offended by the comment, but I was just like, it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But I still love her because she makes me laugh.
Me too.
We also got initial responses to her joining the cast and got a little flack about Luann. So, apparently, Luann, according to Carol and Heather, toasted, saying she's glad she's back so they can take her down. Do we believe this happened and this was... that both of you are shaking your heads. You can see they're shaking their heads right now. They agree this was happening. This was said. Okay, ladies, tell me what you think.
I feel like Luann can be vicious. The problem is she's not honest with her viciousness. She always tries to say, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. I don't recall. And, you know, it's like Fifth Amendment all the time. And girl, own it, because we know you're up to something. And the fact that Heather called her out, Heather obviously has an axe to grind with her. I'm not really sure what all has been going on that Heather couldn't wait to call it out. But I'm happy Heather shared that, and it was awesome. I totally believe Heather that Luann was like, this is going to be good, and let's take her down. You know, and I think it's all the games they all play. They all decide who they're going to align with before shooting starts, and they all want to be a bit of a celebrity for something that happened on the show, and they're hoping that something good comes out of it. Bethany's obviously a firecracker, and I'm sure Luann was like, let's get in there and take her down.
And the, like, word choice, I feel like that's so... Housewives, because on OC last year, there was something about taking the Bedores down that I'm like, this is their language. Of course she said it. And then I had in my notes, like, wasn't this on, like, I almost vaguely remember it, but maybe not, because they would have shown it, that I almost pictured it happening. Because I'm like, wasn't this on
because
camera?
Because it seems like it's so true that it would have happened.
Yeah.
Well, she said it happened right after the estate sale at Luann's house,
so there
right?
would have been cameras there.
Unless the producers had gone home for the night, yeah. and this is like after
they're
hours.
Done filming, yeah. and yeah. they're just kind of all hanging out and stuff.
But it so happened. Come on.
Yes. Heather wouldn't just make that up out of thin air.
I agree, and I think for the most part, Luann, we've seen throughout the season and past seasons, she just kind of backtracks and says, I didn't say that or I didn't feel that way, when we know that you did and we saw what you did. So it only makes sense that she would have made some comment. And they seemed fine. For the most part, Luann and Bethany seemed fine throughout the season.
Yeah.
They didn't really have any major bumps or hiccups or issues.
That's the irony.
So at the end of the day, it really didn't affect anything. And I think that's what Luann was saying. She's like, well, it doesn't matter now. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter now, because I think sometimes when we meet people, you know, first impressions, second impressions are huge in life. And sometimes you make an impression and you're like, oh, that person kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Or, oh, wow, I love this person. Like we initially had said about Dorinda. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's wait on Dorinda yet. We don't know what's going to happen. And then we saw her kind of crumble at times. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, if you're friends and you're cool with somebody and you maybe made a snap judgment in the beginning, as long as they've made amends now, I don't think it matters. I totally agree that she probably said it at the beginning.
And look at Bethany saying when Heather said holla, and she was like, very good, like so cute. She hated that for so long. She made fun of it, I remember. Mm-hmm. And now she's like, very good, very cute, or whatever she says.
Has let it go.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone evolves, friendships, relationships evolve, and we certainly see that with these women, including at Dorinda's party when Heather and Bethany had their little first big tiff in front of everyone that caused tears, frustration, tears on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather actually said after watching it, she felt like she should have backed off. And Dorinda essentially wasn't worried about it. She's like, she didn't even know that Bethany was coming. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Bethany showed up and she's like, it was wonderful. It was great. As we look back on this and see Heather's opinion of it, do we still think Heather pushed Bethany too far? Do we think Bethany just was freaking out about outside situations and maybe bringing in Bryn and having to drop her off and coming after the 3 hours? Do you think Bethany essentially should have made the trip up there or not?
I think if that's really what was bothering her and she was that easily rattled, like, she probably shouldn't have come. It was great that she did. It was a great scene for us as viewers. I just think that they're all admitting, like, where they were coming from emotionally, and Bethany probably shouldn't have come if, like, something so simple as someone saying, well, what could we get you to eat since
meatballs?
You don't normally eat that? You know, her flipping out, screaming, crying, I just want the wall up! Like, classic Bethany moment, but, like, good gracious. All the girl did was ask if she could find you something to eat. So, yeah, I mean, I think everybody had a right to their feelings and their emotions, but if Bethany was that upset, maybe she shouldn't have come.
I think she just didn't like Heather at that point, and Heather was pushing a little bit much. Like, it's not your dinner party. Let Dorinda worry about what she can get her to eat. Mm. Stay out of it. And she was like, what about the meatballs? Want some of my... And she was like, just annoyed the crap out of her, and she was already too sensitive and probably shouldn't have been around anyone that was going to annoy her.
I think when all this was going on, we had discussed how if she would have just backed off, their friendship would have maybe gone a lot smoother. Kind of the way that Kristen just essentially backed off and then Bethany came to her. Bethany is the one that has to come to you. Mm-hmm. She essentially is the biggest, one of the biggest personalities on the show, similar to a Ramona. Mm-hmm. And so you almost have to let these women come to you versus trying to get in there and be friends. Let them come to you on your own.
You said Kristen. I think, did you mean Carol? Because Carol is like the one that her and Bethany are so close now, because I think Carol didn't even try.
Oh, yeah. Well, Carol didn't try. Yeah. But Kristen either. Kristen, like, never approached Bethany about not being invited. It had been Heather's saying that to her. And Kristen just kind of, like, let it happen. Oh, we're friends. Oh, we're not. You know, she wasn't losing any sleep over it. So she let it roll. We had a huge trip at the beginning of a season to Atlantic City. And after this trip, I felt like we saw a change in Sonia. A totally more calmed down, less alcoholic, less, there was something that she would, whether it was the medication she was taking, something was reacting with it. Saw crazy. Before we even left for the trip, we had drama. There was a wait in the foyer of Sonia's townhome for what I heard, I thought Luann say, an hour and a half.
While it was raining outside.
While it was raining and while it was cold outside. Now, Sonia had, you know, had said that she was talking to someone and she had to pick up her daughter, so there was a time frame, and that Bethany was going to be late. There seems to be excuses on both ends. I think we can all agree having people wait in an unheated, which is what we heard essentially from all the women, even if, you know, they did say that it was heated, an unheated foyer for an hour and a half in the middle of New York is going to be cold. And it seems like Heather said this completely changed their relationship, their friendship's done with. Do you really think that that was the demise of their relationship because of the foyer incident?
I do. I feel like Heather's bringing it, like, cut and dry. And there's not a lot of fluff and BS going on with her at the reunion. She's just like, right then is when I stopped liking you. Because I would never do that to even a stranger who needed to call someone because they got a flat tire. So, cut and dry for me with Heather on that one.
I think, I don't know if it's a good reason to end the friendship. Like, maybe, like, she should, you know, Sonia was definitely wrong and she should have handled it differently, but I don't know if it was enough to cut off the friendship. But I think she just had it with her ultimately and was like, yeah, that'll be the point when I'm saying this is over.
We have to remember Toastergate, you know, that situation and where Heather put all that time in. And even we see Heather was still a friend to Sonia later on when she had the fashion show and was helping, was actually essentially going in to help and then found out that it was a model call. But she has still been there for Sonia. So even if their friendship maybe isn't the same as it was, she took a step back from it.
Yeah.
We also saw that this was Dorinda's first trip with all the women. And she kind of had to take the brunt of Sonia as well, taking care of her the night. We also heard Carol was very bothered by Sonia's comments about John F. Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. How did you ladies feel about this situation, including with what Luann, under her breath, semi-said about, now you care about family?
Whew, this was a rough one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Sonia never owns anything. So, for whatever reason, she stuck with her story that she used to party with them. I felt like Carol came from a no BS place of saying, no one really called him John John, so I think you're mistaken. And, you know, that's my family, so, like, please don't talk. They're not here to defend themselves or give their side of the story, so you need to shut up. And she just was at Sonia level of, like, oh, no, it's still me from the 80s partying with, like, the richest people in the world and, you know, party town all night and party train, here I come. And she just would not, like, Carol just would not, could not get through to her. And it was so rough. And then to Luann to jump in to the argument and say, oh, now you care about family was such a low blow. It was one of those arguments where it's swirling around and around and around, and I kind of lose my place of, like, where we're going and how it ended. But I don't know. I just thought things coming out of everyone's mouth was a little, like, out of control. Other than Carol. I think Carol had every right to be like, I wish you never said that. And you could have apologized.
Mm-hmm. If I were Carol, I would have gone nuts. I would have been like, you're talking about the person who was the best man in my wedding. I don't care if he's famous. I don't care if his father was a president. He was the best man in my wedding. I loved him. Like, family.
That was family.
That wasn't crying. It's like, I don't know what's called. I would have been so pissed. I would have screamed at her.
Well, and then we had Ramona jumping in defending. You okay? We had Ramona jumping in and defending Sonia to make matters worse, and oh kind God, of saying, "Well, completely. This is Sonia. This is what she did. This is." I almost felt like it was a Studio 54 moment where she was right. like, "Oh, well, this is the time, and this is what they did, and they just partied, and this is just Sonia. So you have to be used."
No. That was a really long time ago. Get over it.
And she's so like attached to that as her identity. Like she's always saying these things like mm-hmm. Stad and this and that and who I partied with. And it's like nobody cares. She actually has a really fun personality and you can tell she's a good person. You're funny on your own. You're awesome on your own. We don't care that you were J.P. Morgan's, like, you know, flying around the world. Who cares? It's not impressing anyone. Shut up.
I think Carol's main issue with this whole situation was what Sonia said, that they partied together. And she goes, this was not what he did. He was not that right. type. He was a family man. He, you know, he loved his wife. He was very close with his friends and stuff. So imagine, I mean, we've all at a certain time been out partying with a celebrity or out and you see somebody do something. I'm not going to blast them on social media or sit there publicly talking about what they did inappropriately or partying wise out at a club unless it's somebody like Mike, the situation from Jersey Shore, and I'm like, this kid was crazy. He was the situation. I've witnessed it firsthand that he puts himself out there as that. John F. Kennedy Jr. did not put himself out there as that, as this partying type. So I think that's essentially what really offended Carol. Mm-hmm. If Sonia had said, I had gone out to dinner with him and he was wonderful and we were all drinking right. wine and toasting, it would have been a completely different situation. But she made him almost seem unsophisticated.
And she was, like, using it to, like, yeah. elevate herself. And, like, it's I was hanging out with these people. And Carol's like, you don't know him. I knew him.
Yeah, right. It's very, very awkward and mm-hmm. hard to watch.
And it's so frustrating that Sonia doesn't acknowledge, like, come down a step and, like, just say, like, I'm sorry. Like, there's no getting through to right. her.
And this right. conversation, as Megan said, just swirled. It was literally, it mm-hmm. continued. Everyone kind of just, like, had their jumps in and Heather kind of defending Carol. It was just, it was, yeah, it was difficult.
Was that the argument that Carol was like, shut up to Heather? Like, just stop talking?
Was it that one, or is it later on when she's talking about Adam and Nicole?
Okay. Yeah. I was like, go, Carol. You're my favorite.
Yeah, totally.
Like, she was just like, I just need you to stop being my bodyguard. Just stop.
Right. So let's actually jump into Carol and Adam and Luann, the triangle. And you know, Luann said that Adam is Sonia Young. The thing is, we see Carol. We see her Instagram. We know she's still with Adam. She's still together. I found her comment, we're still hanging out, a little strange.
Yeah. Me too. It seemed to lend itself to, like, maybe there had been a breakup and she didn't want to cop to it, or maybe they took a step back in how serious they are dating. It just seemed a little...
Because in the beginning, you say, like, you know, we're having fun. I can understand right. her not wanting to say anything in the beginning, and people were giving her flack for that. But it's the beginning. You don't know where it's going. But after this much time, and she had said on Watch What Happens Live, we're really happy, and, you know, she had confirmed it. So that she wasn't so definitive.
Dating or boyfriend mm-hmm. or something like
that.
Yeah,
it was a little weird.
I definitely thought that was a little strange, but I mean, we obviously know they are happy together, and she initially didn't want to say they were dating because she didn't know what was going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We understand that in the beginning, maybe a little bit different now, especially since we've been doing the show for 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. and they've been filming prior to that, so mm-hmm. it has been a longer time, and I saw plenty of pictures of them from 4th of July and after that, where they were somewhere, and it was super cute. Luann said Carol knew about Nicole. Nicole is Luann's niece that Adam was apparently dating, and Luann has also stated that they were still sleeping together when they started dating. Do you really think that Carol knew they were together or dating when she first went out with Adam?
No, I don't think she would do that. No. And I don't think that, I just don't believe Luann. I don't think they were. Maybe they were hooking up. Maybe they were broken up and hooking up every once in a while mm-hmm. because whatever, they're young and that happens. But that they were serious about each other in any way, I don't think so. And I don't think Carol knew.
I don't think Carol would go after someone if she knew they were dating someone, especially someone that is part of her circle of people. Mm-hmm. And Luann just kind of kept coming back to that saying, you know, this is my family. They were dating. They were still hanging out. They were still talking. It's all this. It felt like it kept getting a one-up type thing mm-hmm. where then you do have to wonder and question, is she really telling the truth or not?
She said they were planning a trip together. Wasn't the trip like a group of people that were going to yes. Nicaragua? Like she made it sound like they were going just the two of them to mm-hmm. an island. Like she just, I just don't believe it.
And mm-hmm. Luann really blew up on social media about Carol ending her quote that Carol is a true princess. In this whole situation, where do you side? Do you side with Luann? Do you side with if you had a niece? Mm. Where do you side in this situation?
I do have a niece, and if she were heartbroken, even if they were broken up, and it was, you know, he was totally fair game, but my niece were heartbroken, and he's dating someone famous, so it's like in her face, I would be really upset. But there's nothing you can do about it. Like, don't wish bad on the new relationship because that's not smart. And I would just feel terrible for my niece, and I would be honest. I would be like, I feel terrible for my niece, but I wouldn't bring up it's because he's young. It's because he was my chef. It's because he's friends with Noelle. Which is it? Like, even Bethany was like, what exactly are you upset about? Like, she's upset about the niece, but she's bringing up all this other stuff. So I think at the root of it, she's upset about her niece, and she brings up all this other stuff that doesn't, you know, add to her argument. So I would be upset. I get that.
Okay.
You know, Luann, I get that. But everything else you say and do takes away from it. So I'm mm-hmm. siding with Carol. Mm-hmm. And after everything Carol's been through, she's happy. I'm happy for her. I'm thrilled for her.
I feel like Fern just explained it perfectly.
Agreed.
And but this is one of those situations where it's an exercise in being a grown-up, where you have to say, sweetheart, to your niece, like, sweetheart, I'm so sorry that someone I know is dating a man you had a relationship with, and that may be very upsetting to you, but unfortunately you did break up and he's moved on, and I hate that I know the woman, but you know, we are in the same circle, and I need to be supportive, and I don't need to maybe go out to dinner with the two of them. Maybe that's the way that I'll kind of not show my support for this whole thing, but just an exercise in being a grown-up. And all these little digs and jabs and nasty comments that she's made over so many months, and then at the reunion giving like a complete, you know, bullet point list of like, I'm mad because of this, and then she brings up, oh, and he was my employee in my home, and like, the Countess was really coming out, as Carol likes to say. The Countess is really rearing its ugly
Don't
head.
Sleep at the helm.
Yeah.
Is he the help or is he your...
Then right. And Noelle. It was like everyone keeps questioning, like, well, now you're saying this. Well, now you're saying that. Well, now you're saying this. And Andy was like, which one is it? She's like, it's all of them. It's all of them. So
yeah.
She's got to pick one thing for it to be the hot button issue.
I think it would be different, too, if Nicole was 30 mm-hmm. and not 21. And you're still young. You're still meeting people. Nowadays, especially in New York, you're probably not going to get married till you're 30, around that age, more than likely. I don't know that for sure. I'm not.
No,
don't
it's
quote
true.
Me on that.
I lived in New York for years, and I feel like I was when I got married, and I was in my 30s. It was like still half of my friends were single. If you get married in your 20s and you're a New Yorker, it's like you're like a teen mm-hmm. bride.
Yeah,
it's in big cities. It's a little bit more different in a smaller town where you've kind of known everybody. There's so many fish in the sea. She's 21 years old. She's going to meet someone else that's fabulous and perfect for her. Mm. And at the end of the day, if Carol and Adam are perfect for each other, then by all means push that relationship. And I understand. Yes, I would never. It would be very awkward to have a friend date one of my family members' boyfriends or girlfriends. You know, guy or girl. If I had a guy friend that dated, you know, my niece or like, it would be weird. Of course, absolutely. So I definitely feel for Luann in that situation. But the way she's approached it and the way she's treated Carol because
exactly.
of it is just so exactly. unacceptable. Because you are still friends and have the conversation versus the bad mouthing. I think mm-hmm. that's the issue: is taking it to social media. Mm-hmm. And blowing it out of proportion mm-hmm. so much that just makes it
because
worse.
Weren't there like three times early on that they were having like a conversation about it? I definitely remember at least two times that they were like sitting down to talk about it. But it just got nasty with Luann. And
yeah.
like, I guess Luann kind of thought because she was giving her opinion about it that that was the end of the conversation.
I thought they had put it in the past. I thought they had resolved it.
Yeah, and then it got really nasty once the show started airing over social media. So I don't get it. I mean, it's like I'm saying, like an exercise in just being an adult mm-hmm. and being grown up about it and just being like, how are you and Adam? And it doesn't need to be nasty.
It doesn't. I mean, how many people have friends or family members that have dated someone we don't like? Mm-hmm. You still have to be kind and respectful, mm-hmm. whether or not, you know, and especially since Carol's not seeking out Luann's advice or opinion about the whole thing. So, essentially, it shouldn't matter. Not to mention, the women were getting a little bit vicious back with Luann, saying Luann was being hypocritical mm-hmm. because of this 21-year-old guy, Alistair, that she may have slept with. She said she hadn't. She said they had a flirtation.
She skinny dipped.
Yeah. She skinny dipped with him. All this. What do you think about that?
I
can't even say much more than what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it was everybody decided to point out her flaws as far as the young men thing. And apparently there were plenty of cases to bring up. I mean, apparently she slept with someone in the bathroom at, what was that, boutique that night?
He may not have been young, but they're just talking, bringing out her dating life and not being hypocritical.
So, I mean, don't be a hypocrite then. Yeah. If you're going to be trying to plaster someone, you know, paint them as the villain, then you can't be doing the same thing, girl.
She totally dug herself when she said, you can have a one-night stand with a 20-something-year-old, but not a relationship. Like, just shut up.
That's worse.
You sound like such an idiot.
Exactly. She was so stupid in that moment, and I just want to be like, shut up. Just say, I'm upset because you hurt my knees. Mm-hmm. Shut up about the age. Shut up. That's the main thing. She kept going on about his age. He's 29. It's not like he's 18.
No.
Like, she just was digging herself.
Terrible.
Bad stuff.
Any other comments about the rest of this episode before we get into what happens next week and some predictions?
I just thought it seemed like Luann wasn't even being honest when she was fanning herself. And she's like, I'm so upset. Like, no, you're having a menopausal hot flash. Like, no. It just looked like she was lying while she was saying that. So I just think she was having a very bad moment during their union at that point.
There was just one thing that Bethany said in the beginning when she said, I saw Luann and Kelly getting mic'd. And I was like, I remember when she walked in and we had a whole discussion about whether she noticed if Kelly was there or not. And now we know that
she saw
beforehand. I love when the housewives slip with her.
Didn't she say, behind the scenes? Didn't she purposely go straight to the bar and not talk to anyone because she saw Kelly?
Okay. I'm not remembering it right then. Okay.
But, I mean, she probably did see them getting mic'd up initially because they all, I mean, you know who's going to be there. It is part of production knowing.
Right.
They'll ask. My girlfriend was a producer on the show, and she worked with Sonia, Ramona, and I think it was Luann. I can't remember. But I know Sonia and Ramona for sure. And said they had set times. They knew who was going to be filming when. They know all that stuff. So you know that people are going to be there. Maybe Kelly's a surprise because she's not an original, you know, or she's not currently on the show as one of the main housewives or even a friend. She's literally in one episode. So maybe she didn't know about that. But we obviously know that bothered her and scared her initially before the show even started,
whether or not she should come back.
Uh-huh. Agreed. Very, very interesting. Good point, Fern. All right. Well, let's get into next week, what's happening and some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
We get Dorinda kind of giving Kristen some flack about modeling topless. Mm-hmm. We get Ramona talking about the divorce with Mario. Carol and Bethany's friendship, has it evolved for the better or worse? Because she said things have changed since filming. They also obviously are going to talk about Ramona and her man friend that stayed over in Turks and Caicos. And, of course, Dorinda and Heather's big fight. I'm excited to see Kristen break out a little bit more next episode because we didn't really hear much from her this episode. And even for the most part, aside from Ramona coming to Sonia's kind of side about the whole situation in Atlantic City, talking about John, John F. Kennedy Jr., I don't even feel bad saying that now. We were very quiet on the Ramona front for the most part.
Shocking.
Very shocking. I agree. And Bethany not freaking out too much. What are your predictions for next week, ladies?
I think maybe even more emotional reactions, it looks like. I'm excited. Yes, I definitely want to see what this whole Kristen modeling topless thing.
Has what anything is, to do with
yeah,
anything?
Because we're like, what does that have to do with the season? Gosh, and what was the other one? I guess it looked so heated between Heather and Dorinda. So I guess this is just constant, ongoing. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to, if we can figure out even more of why there's something between them, I'd love to know.
Yeah, I'd love to know, too. And I do want to hear Ramona talk about Mario, because last year at the reunion, she shut Andy down. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to hear what happened. Like, I saw a little preview, and she said that she found the mistress in her kitchen. So not that I want these dirty details, but it's interesting. We've known Mario all these years. Mm-hmm. He turned out to be such a jerk that I'm predicting dirty details from Ramona, sadly.
All right. Well, we've got a big, big episode coming next week. We've also got a fabulous guest coming in again. We've got Miss Kristen Takeman joining us again next week to talk about the reunion and her thoughts. Last week when we had her in, she actually was telling us how frustrated she felt because she wanted to tell us so much about the reunion, but she couldn't give us any spoilers. So hopefully we get a little insight from her, as well as more commentary from her, Ramona, Bethany, all of our favorite crazy housewives next week. Ladies, where can they find you on social media?
This is Fern, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, Ronay.
Guys, it's Megan. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I started snapping, and you can see some fun behind-the-scenes stuff here. It's MEGANSTECHER for all three of those.
Fabulous. And you guys can find me, this is Lindsay, at Lindsay Wegner on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. And at 9 o'clock tonight for Hard Knocks, Houston Texans, all things football talk. So we'll see you guys next week, and we'll be joined by Kristen Takeman. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.